couldn't imagine it, this past Australian summer was extreme, with more than 200 records broken in just 90 days. From flooding in the west to heat waves in the east, it seems few places were spared the worst of it. And experts warn all indications point to a climate that's changing faster than anticipated, and it's time for policy to catch up. Penny Timms reports.
It's being dubbed the angry summer, and for good reason. Records weren't just broken, they were obliterated.
These are rates of change and temperatures that are so high that the environment can't cope with or adapt fast enough.
Professor Will Steffen is with the Climate Council of Australia. He's also the lead author of the report Angry Summer 2016-17, Climate Change Supercharging Extreme Weather, which is released today.
If you look at the east of Australia, particularly New South Wales and Queensland, the records that have really been tumbling there are heatwave-type records. But over in the west, in Perth and up in the Kimberley in the northwest, they've been setting extreme rainfall records.
Sydney had its hottest summer ever, while daytime temperatures in Canberra also broke records. But spare a thought for residents of Moree in regional New South Wales. They copped 54 days straight of at least 35 degrees Celsius. Professor Steffen says Australia's already hitting extremes that weren't predicted for two decades.
We'll see even more records set in 5 or 10 years' time, and that's because of the momentum in the climate system. That even if we could magically reduce emissions to zero tomorrow, we would still have another decade or two where the climate system plays out its built-in momentum. I think given that it's going to take us some time to get emissions down, we're pretty much going to see an increase in extreme weather till the middle of the century.
And with the increase in extreme weather comes the threat that the nation's electricity network will be further strained.
So I think we need to think more carefully about a coordinated effort between the states and the Commonwealth government and the generators to get this grid in shape. A more coordinated effort with government involvement would be much better than trying to let the market to sort it out. It's proven to be a failure in the past.
Matthew Warren is the CEO of the Australian Energy Council.
The problem isn't the market. The problem is that we don't have that clear national price signal from national energy policy, which allows us to build new generation to replace the old generation as it exits the market. So we've had 5,000 megawatts of capacity leave the market in the last 5 years. That's a lot. And we haven't really replaced any of it.
Mr. Warren says what's needed now is investment, but that's unlikely to flow without a bipartisan energy and climate policy out of Canberra.
Because they're going to be stewards of this process for the next generation, we really need both major parties to be on the same page on this. It's no good having this as a political war. We need electricity to run the Australian economy, and we can see from the range of voices lining up calling for action that this is relatively universal across the economy. We need something to move and to happen pretty quickly.
The Federal Energy and Environment Minister declined to comment.
Penny Timms reporting.